I'd like for us to turn this evening to Matthew chapter 15. We'll be reading another short passage in Psalms. We come to the prayer meeting because we believe in prayer. It's that wonderful privilege that we have to call upon the Lord. We spread our needs before Him. We are a needy people. Person that doesn't recognize that he needs the Lord doesn't know what he's missing. He may think that he can make it without the Lord, but he really doesn't understand what a serious misjudgment that is to live your life without the Lord. And once we come to know Him, we desire to maintain fellowship and contact with Him. This account that we have of the Syrophoenician woman, of course, is a lesson for us in prayer. I know you are adults and you've had many experiences in life, some of them pleasant and some of them not too pleasant. I sometimes think, when did I ever learn that indeed trial and tribulation worketh patience? The sometimes very difficult circumstances in life give us a better understanding of the Lord and what He can do than all of the pleasant experiences you'll ever have. Just something about suffering. Our Lord learned obedience through the things that He suffered. This is an account of a person. She's a Gentile. She's like us. If you'd read that passage in Ephesians chapter 2, you would know that Gentiles had no covenant relationship with God. We were in the world and without any hope. And the Lord Jesus Christ is on a mission. He came into the world to fulfill that need. In this case, He comes as one that is to minister to God's people, provide them with a Messiah, and set up a kingdom. We know early on that they didn't want Him. Didn't have any place for Him. No place for Him in the inn from the very beginning. There was no place for Him. But here's the case of a woman, a Gentile. She's a little like that woman in the 4th of John. He needs to go through Samaria. Well, here he is. He's going into Tyre and Sidon, which is right on the border. He's a little out of the area in which he was ministering, and he meets someone that really needs him. And she teaches us a lot. She teaches us a lot by her approach to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He teaches us a lot too. If you want your prayers answered, there are conditions that have to be met. It appears as we open this and get into it that there was no way that He was going to even listen to her prayer. You know, women have that way of being hard to turn away, especially when they have a need. So let's read from verse 21 of Matthew 15. It says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." She's a determined person. She's bothering us. "But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This woman doesn't understand my mission, doesn't know that I'd be stepping out of bounds. She's a Gentile. "Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me." That's a prayer. You know, when you get desperate, your prayers get short. "Lord, help me. I need help. Now." It works that way. You sense desperation here. "He answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." Gentiles were looked upon as being dogs. "She saith, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the power of the Word of God, and we're so thankful that the Spirit of God can minister these things and these experiences that come to us from the pages of Scripture. How our Lord dealt so wonderfully with all that ever approached him looking for help. And Lord, we see ourselves as those that stand in need constantly. Lord, we can't do anything for the glory of God apart from your help, your blessing, your power. All are needed in the course of our lives. So help us, Lord, tonight as we look at this experience in the life of one that was desperate, one that knew she had a need, and she believed in the depths of her soul that you were able to meet that need. So, Lord, help us to have our faith strengthened and perhaps develop a greater sense of fervency as we cry out to thee. It's always in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we make our prayers. Amen. I want to read just a few verses in Psalm 145. I noticed there was a real connection here in that this Psalm of David. There's an acknowledgement here that when one cries out to the Lord, sometimes one can find that the Lord leaps and bounds over walls that separate and meets the need. Verse 16 says, "Thou openest thine hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and he will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy." As I think about this, there's a lesson in faith here. Faith that somebody that's out of the bounds of the Lord's mission. He's there to minister to God's people. But there's proof here that we need the Lord all the time, regardless of who we might be. So thankful that we have the message of the gospel. I'm so thankful that we have to reveal to us that we were born on the broad road. We were on the broad road, on our way into eternity, going the wrong way. And the Lord touched us and He turned us around and He gave us different direction for our lives and He became a true blessing to us. Tyre and Sidon, they needed a visit. There's no question about that. This woman, we're not told about all the other circumstances that led her to be where she was, but I think it was one of those divine encounters. It's something that the Lord arranged so that we could learn something from it. You see, I think the fame of the Lord Jesus Christ had spread abroad. You can't feed 5,000 people and keep it a secret, hardly. You can't minister to people and heal the blind and the lame and the sick and raise the dead without the news getting around. Things were happening, and she had heard of it, no doubt. And when she knew that He was available to her, she had a need. Her little daughter, this is a strange thing, possessed of a demon. You'd think the Lord would protect children and keep them from being possessed of demons. Certainly the child, a young child, doesn't welcome a demon into their life. I heard a story just recently. Very encouraging. This woman had a child. It's one of those children that he is constantly doing things that are not normal. And she was so distressed. Child had grown into a teenager. Her sister was a devout believer. She believed in prayer. She had mentioned in the fellowship that she was in his name in prayer many times. Finally, she told her sister to bring her son, this autistic child, bring him to my home, just you and me. And she opened the scriptures and she read the scriptures. And she said, I believe that the power of Satan can be broken. I believe that this child is a victim of demonic power. And I want us to pray. I mean business with God. And by then, the mother of the child was just weeping. She said, what you're talking about is just beyond me. She said, well, it may be beyond you, but it's not beyond me. I know what my God can do. And they went to prayer. At least the sister went to pray. And she cried out just like this woman did. Lord, help me. Now, it's a sad thing when you call on somebody to help you and they can't help you. Help me. They can't help you. They know they can't help you. And you know they can't help you. But is there anything beyond the hand of God? His hand, His arm will not be shortened that He cannot relieve. Now they had neighbors and people that didn't know a thing in the world about this. But I'll tell you one thing. God heard that prayer, help me, Lord. and remove this demonic power from this child. His life is ruined. My sister, her health is in jeopardy. He has turned her into an old woman. And you know, before that day was gone, that child was just as calm could be. She went back home and carried that child to the doctor. I don't know if it was the family doctor or psychiatrist or who it was. He couldn't believe it. What did you do? He said, we prayed. And we asked God to remove whatever it is, demonic power, whatever it is that has been tormenting my son. We asked him to take it away. And we did that for a whole day, up until nighttime. And we were coming very weary. And we drew aside, and we began to take a little refreshment. When we aroused and awoke, the boy was healed. You know, that's a mighty testimony for God. I didn't see that on the front pages of the paper. They put everything that you can think of in a newspaper, but they didn't put that in the newspaper. Isn't that strange? You see, God is ruled out. And I don't think that our Lord would have this world today in unbelief and no faith to even know about that necessarily. That was for those that prayed, those that believed that God could and would answer prayer. We're people that make prayers. And I pray that we believe that God can answer our prayers. We sometimes say people pray and they never expect an answer. Well, that's not faith. No faith in that. You might as well be crying to the wind. Put up a prayer wheel. Let it spin in the wind. We pray and we expect our God to hear our prayers and answer our prayers. Delight thyself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. This woman was desperate. She's out of the realm of His blessing. Even His disciples said, run that woman on. Take her away. She is disturbing everything. She's upsetting our agenda. The Lord didn't pay any attention to him. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You might have thought if she had understood that perfectly, she would have said, well, God's blessing is not for me. God doesn't even care about me. Thank God it doesn't work that way. That's the reason I read that passage in Psalm 145. God hears the cry of a heart that has faith in Him. This woman had faith, there's no question about it. Her response to what he said about, you're not in the realm of those that God sent me to bring blessing to. She didn't pay any attention to that. I came because I know you can provide blessing, and I'm not going away. What did she do? She said, I know that's the truth. I know you speak the truth. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Now, if you were thinking about those street animals that run up and down the streets in those eastern countries, the savage dogs eat up all the garbage, eat you up if you get in the way. But when she talks about crumbs falling from the master's table, she's talking about those little dogs that were pets. They get all the crumbs that fall on the floor. Lord, I'll be satisfied just with a little crumb. Just a little crumb will satisfy me. Help me, Lord. I need your help. My child is being tormented by an evil spirit. I want help. The woman that had that autistic child, she didn't know what to do, but thank God her sister knew what to do. And they went to prayer. And her sister prayed down God's blessing upon them. The Lord Jesus said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Pretty impressive, isn't it? Well, it could happen then, but I doubt if it happens now. It does happen now. It does happen now. We know of and have heard of some in our very midst. I don't know if you're consciously aware of this, but our prayers have been heard. Prayer was heard. And those that we love that are in this fellowship of believers, there was healing. God intervened. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But when faith, strong faith, reaches out and says, my God can do anything. You can't shorten that arm that can do anything. And he can heal. He can bring about blessing where there's sorrow and sadness. And from it all, he will get glory and honor. That's wonderful. Her faith paid off. Of course, we have to always remind ourselves, a lot depends upon what you put your faith in. Her faith was in the Lord Jesus Christ. She didn't go to the local healers. She didn't go to anybody but the one that she knew and had faith in. Son of David. Son of God. Jesus is God, manifest in flesh. And even those in that day and time when we sometimes, because of the remoteness of it all, we don't think those people knew anything sometimes, but they knew. They knew who he was. Peter cried out, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And our Lord said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that unto you. No, you don't get that kind of knowledge. You don't get that kind of information from God unless your faith reaches out and you say, yes, I believe. I believe. And we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have our sins forgiven. We become possessors of everlasting life. It's all because of faith. Lord, help me. That's our cry when you make your request here in this prayer meeting. We're saying, Lord, help me. Help us. There's nothing frivolous about what we ask for. We ask for what we believe is for the glory of God. God hears and God knows. And we receive a rich blessing. You know, this just came to my mind as I was finishing up looking at this. I thought about the father and the prodigal son that went away into the far country. You know, the Father had faith. Man, he had faith. When do you think he first went out there on the road and started looking for his boy? I believe he went the next day. I believe he'd been standing out there a long time. He didn't give up because he was standing out there when that boy came home. You see, God has his time. There are often tests and trials that beset us. And God is wanting to find out how real our faith really is. How sincere we are in these prayers that we make to him. That father was saying, Lord, help me. My boy is a fool. He's gone away into the far country. Please bring him back home to me. Not as a fool. Bring him back home to me healed of his folly. It all happened. It's a wonderful story. Faith is involved. God has acted. There's been blessing. And he does the same thing for you and me right here in this prayer meeting. It has happened. We have some present here tonight. They were prayed for. There's been healing. Our dear sister Mildred, when we visited her with her this week, to see what God has done, to see her respond and acknowledge, the Lord is wonderful. He's heard our prayers. He answered our prayers. And we can praise him and thank him for it. Now we'll have our season of prayer.